God is so good, and he never changed.
Amen.
Always the same. Open your Bible with me tonight. Open your Bible with me tonight to Psalm 82. Hold fast to your confession. Hold fast to your confession. Psalm 82. It says, God standeth in the congregation of the mighty. He judges among the gods. How long will you judge unjustly and accept the person of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and the fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked, that they know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundation of the earth are out of course. I have said, your gods, and all of your children are children of the Most High. God called us gods. Can we justify that with Scripture? If God called us God, that's who we are. Amen. But we ought to have enough wisdom to know and understanding to know we are not God. He God. We are a product of him. And so he said, and you'll see in a minute where we're going. So he said in 1 John chapter 3, verse 1, behold what manner of love. Now listen to that. Behold what manner of love. Don't you see something here? Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us. What manner of love the Father has what? Bestowed upon us. What kind of love? That we should be called the sons of God. Corey and I have 6 sons, 1 daughter. And we call them our children. You seen them, I've seen them, we raised them. Y'all tell me, what do they look like? They look like a chimpanzee or you probably say that's them Jones kids. Right? What God wants you to understand, when you confess the Lord Jesus, and he said, if you would do it, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth, who? The Lord Jesus. And it's called the Great Confession. Yeah, we'll see something here. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and do what? And shall believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved, which means Jesus said, you'll be made a new creature, born again. So you can see very clearly, and you have no trouble, in the same way with your family. You have no trouble distinguishing or separating or recognizing, should I say, that our children are just like we are in the natural. Y'all in the house?
Yes, sir.
All right. God want you to know, I'm going to give you another scripture in a minute. God want you to know, just as you were able to reproduce or bring forth a child or children that look just like us, he, through Jesus, had brought forth a new breed, a new race, a new kind of man, a new creature, just like him. Now look what he said. What manner of love? What manner of love? What you mean? God had bestowed on us his love nature, who he is, his character, his life. What makes him God? How he operates. He's on the inside of you. This is the unique thing about him. This is a unique thing about him. He's able to get on the inside of a human being and grow and become a man. Hello. Grow and become a man. And once he became a man, he operated with the anointing that has been given. Isaiah talked about it, the anointing that destroys the yoke and removes burden. That anointing was on Jesus. Jesus stood at the River Jordan, and John baptized, and then God spoke up, said, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. You know, I need to understand, Jesus did not use any of his deity. He operated totally as a man, a prophet of God, with God's anointing on him. But when he died, he totally identified with death.